Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to get in the zone. Time to get in the zone with the 49ers Web Zone. This is the No Huddle Podcast with Al and Brian.
So do they think he's a top 10 receiver? And I went through this exercise. I want to ask you guys. I was like, yeah, he is. And then I started listing receivers, and I'm like, yeah, maybe he's not. So I want to read some names off to you guys and just, right. I don't know, tell me yes, no, and we'll just kind of see where he is. And hopefully I don't miss any.
Question, is this right for the 49ers only, right? So we're acting like we're the 49ers GM. Would we rather have these wide receivers in our situation, right? Not just like blanket statement, or is this from a 49ers only perspective?
I think in terms of money, like this guy makes this much money. Is he better? You know, does he slide in over this guy? Is he better? So, but just for fun, let's see what it comes around. All right, so CD Lamb.
I think they're equivalent.
Yeah.
But I prefer Ayuk because he fits what we do better. CD Lamb has to operate out of the slot all the time. And so I would prefer Brandon Ayuk. I think he's better. And I think he better fits what the Niners do personally.
But do you know? But I mean, in terms of, so I have never had a season like CD Lamb just had. So that's, you know what I mean? Numbers wise, true. But again, when you go, so I guess my point of this, when you look at these big time wide receivers, these are dudes who had 150 plus targets a year. They put up huge numbers. Is Lamb going to get more than Ayuk? Probably, right?
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, look at it that way, like contract wise.
And I think the question we have to ask before you start naming them off again, Al, is, are the 49ers willing to pay that kind of money if they want to continue to have the type of offense that they have, which is a run first offense? Now, to me, and I've said this with you, right? I think moving forward, you build around Brock Purdy and the passing offense. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then yeah, you are willing to pay Brandon Ayuk $26 to $30 million a year because the volume is going to be there. But if that volume is not going to be there, why are you paying a guy that much money? That's the other question.
Right.
And so, again, it's not necessarily, is Brandon Ayuk good and should we keep him? Obviously, Brandon Ayuk is a stud, and any team that has him is going to be better. But when it comes to this team specifically, is this team willing to pay that kind of money? Now, someone might say, well, they did it for Debo, but that Debo contract was a three-year extension. Right. Like it wasn't, it's not, short deal. I don't even think that Debo deal is we should even talk about it in terms of what they have to do for Brandon Ayuk. So the question becomes, are the 49ers willing to pay that kind of money for a wide receiver? And I don't know that we know that answer.
Yeah. We're going to find out, I think. All right. AJ Brown.
No, AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
Okay. Justin Jefferson. It's, we don't have to talk about that. St. Brown from Detroit.
Ayuk.
I'd say Ayuk. That one's close to me. That one's pretty close to me. I'm a big St. Brown fan. And everybody's going to realize how awesome that dude is and the receiver thing that they're doing, the Netflix special he's on there with Debo and Kittle. But I love St. Brown. But I'd still go Ayuk.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too. I'm right there with you. I think on that. Awesome player, but I probably right now would go Ayuk. Mike Evans.
I'm going Ayuk.
Age, I'm going Mike Evans. Is
eight. Yeah, that would be my age.
Okay. All right. Stephon Diggs.
Ayuk.
Ayuk. I don't want that dude in my locker room ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek. I don't want that dude in my house ever, but he's
but yeah, here's the thing. Across the street next to him, but
I was listening to the Athletic Football Show with Robert Mays and Nate Tice, and they brought up I was listening to Extra Point Taken with Shil Kapadia and Ben Solak, and they brought up Tyreek Hill. And I believe it's in 2 years, Tyreek Hill has a cap hit of $51 million. $51 million.
That's insane.
Talent-wise, obviously I'm taking Tyreek Hill. But Tyreek is getting up there in age too. And on a with a receiver whose game is built on just blazing speed, that would scare me a little bit. But this year, I would still take Tyreek for sure.
Davante Adams.
That one's rough with the age. Adams is still better, in my opinion. I'd go Adams still, but you're talking 1 to 2 year window. If you're doing a 4 year deal, and I got to give both 4 year deals, then Ayuk.
I would rather give one to Ayuk. Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
Chase. I love that dude. Yeah. I love that dude.
Cooper Kupp.
Ayuk.
Ayuk. Yeah.
But if you're talking about a guy that's as close to Ayuk's game in the NFL, I think it's Cooper Kupp. You talk about, like, we always talk about Ayuk and his blocking. Cooper Kupp is right there, if not better. Like, he's got the bigger body, but, like, always open, catches almost everything, blocks like crazy. And I think, you know, if we look at this backwards, that previous Cooper Kupp deal, the difference is Shanahan is not a passing offense. McVay, super pass heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I think those two players, I know their draft position and their body build's different, those things, but probably two of the most similar type of wide receivers with what they do in the run in the pass in the NFL.
I feel like with the Rams offseason, though, and what they've done, you're talking about a team that might be looking to run more with the beef they put in the middle of their offensive line, trying to keep Matthew Stafford alive for the next 2 years.
They don't want Jimmy G playing.
Puka.
That's true.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never once will Tyreek be invited to my home for coffee and cake.
Vince is good people, man. There we go.
Lock your doors, Vince.
That's right.
Puka Nacua.
Oh, that one's rough. You know, you've got the 1 year. Puka's awesome. He's awesome. That's rough for me. That one's a coin toss, man.
I mean, Ayuk has done more in the league, so you have a better track record with Nacua only doing one season. So I would go Ayuk there, but that he had a hell of a season for sure.
That was awesome, man. He's a fun player, fun kid.
Yeah.
Metcalf.
Ayuk. Oh, no. Ayuk
all day.
Okay. Yeah.
So those are the guys that I had that you would maybe – I mean, there's Michael Pittman, Amari Cooper, Garrett Wilson. I think I would probably do Ayuk over all those guys, unless I forgot anybody.
Wilson would be closer for me.
Yeah, we haven't seen if he gets a good quarterback. I think Garrett Wilson's gonna be phenomenal, but
there. I mean, is the vice president gonna get him the ball this year?
We'll see. We'll see if he can make it through a drive.
So you guys have him. You guys, based on this, Ayuk is a top 10 receiver.
Yes.
I just only think again what they could say is, like, for example, I want Cooper Kupp money, because like you guys said, maybe at this point, you know, my next 4 years are gonna be better than maybe like what your Cooper Kupp did way more than you did to get that deal. So that could be a thing too. Some of these guys I named that may be a little bit over the hill now, or their best days are behind them, Ayuk's still not going to get paid that because he didn't produce like those guys did in their prime, I guess, right? So that may be a stalemate with the contract with the Niners and him. But we'll see. Like what one of you guys said it. We're going to find out if the Niners value him and if the Niners value the run.
But you the time – everybody keeps thinking that Ayuk has to be extended or traded now. And I've never really bought into that because the 49ers have so much leverage. They've got the fifth-year option now, plus you have the franchise tag later. And if you see him as a top 7, top 10, top 12 quarterback, the franchise tag applies. And so that's 2 years of control that Brandon Ayuk has no say. He can be pissed. He can like whatever. He can say he looks like whatever coach out there. We saw it with Debo. Those things don't matter. The 49ers are in control. And they do this every time. Yeah, you shop them. And if you can get a top 15 pick and a starter, a quality starter at any position, I think that's a conversation you're willing to have. You go back to Ayuk and say, look, man, we're going to trade you. We can trade you to whoever the hell we want. We can trade you anybody. And so we're going to take this trade unless you'll sign, you know, a $22 million deal and help us. Those are the things that happen behind the scenes we'll never hear about. But if he doesn't, and if you don't get the trade thing, it's just crickets till after the draft. And then you just kick the can down the road, say, sorry, man, we can't trade you. We won't get anything this year, which is what they did to Debo.
I think the other question is, what would they be willing to take for Brandon Ayuk? And you said a mid, you know, I would say a mid first round pick and a player. I don't know that we've seen a trade like that. You know, you look at the AJ Brown trade, right? That was just straight up just a first and a third that season. And that was it.
It was a late first.
Yeah. Well, it was in the teens.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was in the teens. But
I want to find out,
is there another team that, you know, again, outside of the Steelers that would be willing to, you know, fork over their first round pick. I don't know. 18th is what it was. They got the 18th pick and the 101st pick for AJ Brown.
So is there question, a team out there willing to do that? Question. Let's say that same deal. Boom. 18th pick. I don't care about the team. I'm just saying I consider AJ Brown. Brian considered AJ Brown. Al, you considered AJ Brown better than Ayuk, okay? Whatever. That the 49ers get that call. Look, 18th and the 100, like end of the third round, right?
Yep.
It was like a third round comp pick almost. What do you do? Do you take that deal? Al, Brian, do you guys take that deal? First and third. Oh, look at that deep size. I got them both.
You know why? Because I'm kind of stuck in the, if they do trade him, I do think it's a gigantic step back for 2024. And then I think you're kind of losing a year of these core guys. That could be the last year with some of these core guys. So might it help them down the road, especially in this stacked wide receiver draft? I think they have to take one or two wide receivers anyway in this draft, whether they still have Ayuk on the team or not, because you have to plan for 2025 that you may not have Debo. We have to see with Juwan Jennings what happens there. And then you really don't have anybody else anyway after those three guys. So they have to plan for the future. I just think it hurts you so much this season. I don't know. Maybe they will be, but I don't know if they're willing to do that, knowing this really could be the last year where you have Kittle and Juszczyk and Williams and all these guys together as one. So that's kind of where I am with it. It's such a tough spot, man.
It's hard because, you know, I think as football fans, we've grown to love the draft and just that process. And it really, to me, is a situation where it's like, I'm on a game show, right? And I've already won a boat, right? And that's Brandon Ayuk. But I could also trade that boat for what's behind door number three. Now that could be a bigger boat. It could be something even better, but I don't know what it is. I know right now I have a badass boat that is going to be awesome for years. Is it worth it to just gamble? And that's what I feel like the draft is. Like, it is a loaded wide receiver class. How many times have we seen wide receivers come into this league and just fall on their face? Quite a few times. How many times have we seen a wide receiver come into Kyle Shanahan's offense as a rookie and produce? One time, and that was Debo Samuel. And you could argue that production was good, but it wasn't Ayuk level production. So to me, like I said, like Al said, you take a giant step back if you trade Brandon Ayuk. And I feel like I would rather have to worry about the cap later and have my awesome players still than make this trade with an eye towards, I don't want to have to deal with the cap later. Like, just, I'm going to let the bean counters do what they do, but I'm going to keep all my badass football players for as long as I can.
I like that. And I'll add to this just quickly. Sorry, I'm like hijacking this, but like,
no,
I understand why you would do it and why you wouldn't do it. I think because it's such a stacked class, I think the supply is higher, the demand's higher. So like, I don't think you're going to be able to get the type of deal AJ Brown got, because agreed, a team could sit there and say, man, we'll just take, you know, Brian Thomas Jr., AD Mitchell, mm-hmm, like, we'll just mm-hmm take those guys. It's yeah cheap, whatever. So I understand that aspect of it. And also, I don't want to take away Brock Purdy's number one target. His comfort blanket is Brandon Ayuk. And if you're going to yeah build around the passing game, why the hell would you take that away? Why? It makes no sense to me. Unless you get a freaking awesome offer. And even if you do that, if I get that 17th pick, what was it, 18th pick, whatever, I'm not spending on a wide receiver. I do not like the wide receivers in that range. I'm spending on offensive tackle, man. And mm-hmm then I'm going to get a veteran wide receiver, which there are still some guys out there mm-hmm that you could get. There's still some stud free OBJ agent wide receivers. Well, hold on there, Brian. I'm
just saying for a year, for a year, for a year. That's all we're saying. We're saying for a year.
I don't think.
Man, that man's agent is so good.
He is.
Well, we're going to find out, guys. Not it's going to be another.
Not as good as Jerry Judy's agent, though.